The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Apologies for the late crossing. How are you, Rolien?
Good, thanks, and you. And just when I thought it was going to be a quiet news day, bam, so much has been happening.
Okay, so all yours. Floor's yours.
Okay, so let's start. Do every day with looking at where Israel is with regards to corona and been speaking about the spikes in infections and Israel's spokesperson from the Ministry of Health said earlier today, you know, just because people have tested positive doesn't necessarily mean that they're very, very sick. Because we've increased testing, we are seeing an increase in the amount of numbers, and many are concerned, how are we going to deal with this? And one of the solutions being put forth by the government is to create red zones, which is where there are areas of high illness rates. They would be facing more stringent limitations and enforcement than the rest of the country. Some areas are the south of Tel Aviv, several Bedouin villages, some parts of Jerusalem, Bnei Brak. So wherever there are high infection rates, those are going to be called red zones and have much, much tougher kind of restrictions. Also, very controversial, yet again, the Palestinian Authority has turned down the aid that was sent to them by the United Arab Emirates. Yes. An aeroplane landed on Tuesday night, and I have to say it was actually quite emotional and very touching to hear the comms, the communications between the pilot and air traffic control, and to hear the air traffic controller say, welcome to Israel Etihad flight, you know, whatever the number was.
Yes.
And this time the plane very proudly had the Etihad colors and logos, but yet again, the Palestinian Authority have turned down the aid, saying that nobody included them in the coordination. And, you know, one wonders what the Arab world is starting to feel about every time, you know, trying to help out Abbas and him throwing the perpetual tantrums. Also, very, very controversial story is one of Israel's top doctors who allowed certain people to avoid quarantine, including a billionaire, and he has come under a lot of fire. His name is Dr. Itamar Grotto. He is the deputy, I think he's actually going to be, was the deputy of the health ministers, Moshe Bar Siman Tov, who's finishing his term as a director general, and his job is on the line. And, you know, he's been told in no uncertain terms that you cannot grant some people privileges and not others, that you have to be an example to all. It's absolutely unacceptable.
Litzman at least could plead ignorance for doing such a lousy job, but this guy's got absolutely no excuse.
He has no excuse. I mean, you can't let your billionaire friends operate by a different set of rules by which you expect the rest of the country to operate. So lots of calls for his job today. So that's where we are with COVID, but let's look at those stats as we do every day. 18,461 since the start of the pandemic, 300 fatalities, 2,947 people currently infected, 31 serious, 24 on ventilators, and 15,514 full recoveries. So let's see how we move forward with these new designations of specific red zones for areas where there are high infections.
Issue which you wanted to touch on, and I saw in the Times of Israel, is the fact that some Palestinians aren't necessarily all that anti the proposed annexation. I don't understand. Do you want to explain?
Well, this was quite interesting. You know, Israel's Channel 13 reported last night that they had received like quite a lot of messages. They've been speaking to quite a lot of Palestinians who have expressed their approval, and even They say enthusiasm at the prospect of Israel's annexation or declaring sovereignty. And, you know, they've printed out some of the messages that they've received. One message said, "I'm from the town of Jabba. I want the townspeople to be happy. Today they are subordinates to the PA and they want Netanyahu and no one else. They want an Israeli ID card." Another message says, "It's a million times more preferable that Israel will be responsible for the area." Another one saying, "We're ready to be under the army boot of the Israelis and not the head of Abu Mazen." And a Palestinian businessman has said, "I don't want a state, I want money. Money is preferable to a state. The entire Palestinian people want this. The PA has plundered and destroyed us." And I find it very interesting, especially in light of the, you know, the Western kind of criticism against Israel for these plans. And even Israelis ourselves, the majority of Israelis are not very, very excited about the prosperity or the prospect of applying sovereignty to parts of the West Bank. But then we have to look at the situation that Palestinians are living in. And I don't think all Palestinians are pro this, but it is quite interesting to hear this voice coming out. And, you know, I can understand that where you see your prime minister or your president, rather, turn away aid that is coming to save their life.
Yeah, certainly interesting that that exists at all, because I must say I was surprised. Are you able to talk about Tsipi Hotovely and her appointment as ambassador to the UK?
Well, let's speak about that. The Likud's Tsipi Hotovely, who's also the settlements minister, has confirmed that she has accepted Prime Minister Netanyahu's offer to become the next ambassador to the United Kingdom. And I have to say, we have to give kavod to the excellent Mark Regev, who has served as ambassador to the United Kingdom for the last 5 years. He has been extraordinary. He has represented the country brilliantly. He is somebody who is much beloved in many circles in Israel, the government circles, the diplomatic circles, and also amongst many of us who work in the field of journalism and in Israel advocacy. He hails from Australia, and apparently he will be returning back to the Prime Minister's office. He was formerly the spokesperson of both the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and then was offered the position to be the Prime Minister's spokesperson. So it will be good to have him back, but our gain is definitely the UK's loss. But it's going to be very interesting to see Tsipi Hotovely in this post. This is probably one of the most senior positions in the Foreign Service. The United Kingdom's a crucial, very, very, very important ally, very important trading partner. And it's also an interesting choice given the controversy in the United Kingdom at the moment because of Israel's proposed applying of sovereignty / annexation / you know, whatever you decide to call it.
Well, isn't that interesting? This was not a newsy day and we've run out of time. So what do you know? Rolene Marks, Shabbat Shalom. Thank you, as always.
Shabbat Shalom. God bless, guys. Have a safe, a peaceful, and above all, a healthy weekend.